Officials say Attorney General Jason Roundsburg was distracted when he struck and killed a Highmore resident on the night of September 12th. They declined to say how he was distracted, but are releasing the crash report and a photo of Roundsburg's car. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The report says Roundsburg was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 and entered the north shoulder where he struck and killed Joseph Beaver, who was walking on the north shoulder. The report says Beaver was carrying a flashlight. The direction he was walking is not available. Officials say the exact time of the crash is still under investigation, but the report says it was at 10:21 p.m. Department of Public Safety Secretary Craig Price says they've provided the Hyde County State's Attorney with a lot of materials from the investigation. He says they're still waiting on Beaver's autopsy from the Ramsey County, Minnesota coroner.
Many of the things that we're waiting on are out of our control as far as timeline goes. We are working as efficiently as we can to get through that information because we do realize the time frame that we're looking at as long as it's been since the middle of September. But we're certainly continuing to stay focused on that, and folks are keying in and putting their times towards those things. And when we do have that information, it will be forwarded as quickly as possible.
Governor Kristi Noem is declining to say whether she thinks the attorney general should resign until the investigation wraps up.
I'm going to refrain from expressing my personal opinions until the investigation is totally complete and the state's attorney makes a decision on what charges, if any, will be filed. Although much of what we have is completed now and has been turned over to the state's attorney, when those final details come in, she will be making those decisions with her team on what charges would be appropriate or not.
A toxicology taken on Attorney General Roundsburg at 1:30 p.m. the day after the accident shows no alcohol in his system. Officials also ordered a toxicology report on Beaver. The results are still pending. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.